This morning I want to point three or four important connections with the Eucharist. Some obvious and a couple that are a little subtle. I'll try to go them through quickly. It is Monday. The first, St. Paul, he's talking to the Corinthians that had not some disunity. We've heard this earlier about who, you know, some people that thought they were following Apollos or Peter or Cephas. Well, what he's sharing today in the 11th chapter is that there should be no disunity because the unity is the Eucharist. You know, he was talking about how some people would gather together and some would eat. I mean, imagine our brunch that we had yesterday. Imagine having that before Mass. And that some of us could eat it and others couldn't. And then we'd go to Mass. What he was saying was, no, you go eat at your house. But when we're coming together, you have to have unity. And that's the place we have, the unity. A second, I know in my heart, and I don't want to judge from the history here, but I know we've had some challenging times as a disunity or polarized church, with individuals, groups, whatever. And praise God, in the last several years of kind of becoming unity again. And the reason why is because it's the Eucharist, period. That's how we have to grow and continue to grow with unity with our family. A third, I remember that this was actually the earliest written part of the Mass with the Eucharist. As St. Paul wrote it before the Gospels. Fourth, we talk about the centurion who had a slave who was ill. And listen to the words we think in this gospel according to Mark, according to Luke, what we say very close to the Eucharist itself. First, in the way of the anointing of the sick. And second, when he said, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. That was really powerful this morning, the connections of the Eucharist. And that is the kernel, that is the key for our Catholicism. Jesus' body and blood is the most important part of our belief, of our unity with each other, with the sacraments, not only with the Eucharist here at Mass, but when we help the poor with the Eucharist, as well as the anointing of the sick, when we have this serving and help and power and the Eucharist, the Viaticum, and to know that we are not worth of Jesus coming under our roof. That's what we'll say right before we receive the Eucharist today. So continue to praise God and thank God for His Son's, Jesus' body and blood, soul and divinity.